One of the most successful beach books of last year was about a witch who falls in love with a vampire. Go ahead and roll your eyes, but the book, called A Discovery of Witches, charmed many skeptical critics and readers. Among them was NPR's Netta Ulaby. She talked with the book's author about combining serious academic research with supernatural romance in the Witches sequel that's coming out next week.
Deborah Harkness is not only an enormously successful novelist who writes about trendy things like vampires, she's also a respected historian of science, a professor at the University of Southern California, and a wine expert. Right now, at her favorite wine store in LA, she's pouring a voluptuous glass of California Red.
And it's Syrah, so it's really red and fruity.
There's a lot of wine appreciation in Harkness's breakthrough novel, A Discovery of Witches. Her academic work involves the study of alchemy, the transformation of matter. She says wine is like alchemy, too.
I'm going to pour you some of this.
It smells like olives.
Olives and blackberries, something sort of herbal.
The way you taste flavor notes in a good glass of wine, Harkness says, is a little like how she tried to use history in her novels.
I kept thinking of the historical information as spice or herbs, like tarragon. A little history went a long way.
The heroine of A Discovery of Witches is a historian, too, a Yale professor and reluctant witch researching at the great Bodleian Library at Oxford University.
Dr. Bishop, your manuscripts are up.
In this reading from A Discovery of Witches, Diana Bishop runs across a mysterious book about magic that's magical itself.
Traces of gilt shone along its edges and caught my eye, but those faded touches of gold couldn't account for a faint, iridescent shimmer that seemed to be escaping from between the pages. I blinked.
Then an evil cabal steps in and steals the book, so Diana hunts for it across Europe with the help of a hunky vampire. Now, if that sounds like an unholy mixture of Twilight meets The Da Vinci Code, author Deborah Harkness says she was influenced by higher-brow literary fare, including Anne Rice's The Witching Hour and A.S. Byatt's Possession.
You can taste those underlying notes of those books.
If anything, Harkness just wanted to unite her academic passions with the kind of fiction her students read. Her new novel, Shadow of Night, takes her first novel's characters back in time to the Renaissance, Harkness's area of specialty. So she knows exactly what her heroine would wear to meet Queen Elizabeth.
It took 4 women 2 hours to get me dressed. First, I was laced into my clothes, which were padded and puffed to ridiculous proportions, with thick quilting and a wide farthingale that was just as unwieldy as I had imagined. My ruff was suitably large and ostentatious, though not, Mary assured me, as large as the Queen's would be.
Oh, she made Elizabeth as scary as she must have been.
That's Constance Sublett. Like Deborah Harkness, she's a historian who also writes fantasy and science fiction. She says Harkness takes obvious delight in writing her heroine into Elizabethan history. And she says it's clear with her real-life supporting characters, such as William Shakespeare or the Queen's alchemist, John Dee, Harkness did not need to do much extra research.
She had already written a book about John Dee.
Sublett says she loves that a story about a witch and a vampire's romance also takes on everything from palace intrigue and political fights in the 1500s to weighty questions of metaphysics and bioethics. Maybe it's Twilight for the intellectually restless.
If you are tired of books in which the only question anybody asked is who is going to sleep with who and when, this is a book for you. It asks other questions, but we do get to sleep with somebody really nice.
That would be Matthew Claremont, vampire, aristocrat, more hot than nice, and a geneticist. Author Deborah Harkness says if you're going to have an immortal life, you'll probably pick your career carefully, rather than having a stereotypical vampire job like mortuary worker or private detective.
You'd be a research scientist, an investment banker, an art collector.
And, she says, vampire or no, all authors of books with plucky, enterprising heroines in love with dark, brooding men have something in common.
We're all writing Jane Eyre fan fiction.
Jane Eyre fan fiction with bite. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Thank you.